Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast, where we are discussing all things bold and beautiful. I'm your host, Amanda.
And I've decided to name this week's episode, Dark Secrets Exposed.
I think you guys know exactly why I named it that, and if you don't, you will in a minute when we get through the recap. Ridge is about to be in a lot of trouble, and I have a feeling that he is not the only one. I hope that all of you guys had a very fun and safe Halloween this week. I was curious if anyone caught that the intro on Wednesday was a Halloween themed with vampires and monsters and werewolves and stuff. It was really cute. I once again apologize for the episode being late this week. But I guess it's better late than never, right? Moving on to news. The only thing I have for this week is that Jacqueline McInnes-Woods had her gender reveal party this week, and she is having a boy. So congratulations to her and her husband. They looked really happy. I saw it on her Instagram. So congratulations to them. And that is all for the news. So that's enough of the chit chat. Let's get to the recap. So that brings us into Monday, October the 29th. The show opens at the hospital in Bill's room with Brooke. And Bill has just opened his eyes and Brooke is so happy. And she's being a little flirty, which is inappropriate really. And she tells Bill to stay awake while she goes and gets the doctor. And then she takes some money out of her purse and puts it under his nose to wake him up more, which was pretty funny. Meanwhile, outside in the waiting area, Liam, Wyatt, Ridge, Thorne, and Katie are talking about what happened. Thorne tells them that Bill was out of control, and Wyatt says, "All we know for sure is that Ridge pushed him off the balcony." And then Brooke comes running out to tell everyone that Bill is awake and to get the doctor. Over at Eric's house, Quinn is trying to get Eric to see her point of view about Pam and the wedding. Quinn then proceeds to call Pam crazy, and this makes Eric mad. He actually raises his voice a little bit, and he says, "That's enough. Calling Pam crazy is inaccurate and mean, and it has to stop." So Eric thinks that Quinn is being completely ridiculous, and so do I. And he also accused her of reverting back to the old Quinn. This did not go over well. She did not like that at all. And she says if she cannot call Pam crazy, then Eric cannot call her old Quinn. Quinn then admits that she was out of line talking to Charlie, but Eric thinks she was way more than just out of line. He thinks she was being cruel. And she was. What it really boils down to is that Quinn thinks because Eric is doing this, he's having the wedding at his house against her wishes without her consent, and it makes her feel like she doesn't matter. It makes her feel like everyone else is more important than her. So basically is what it boils down to. Back over at the hospital in Bill's room, everyone, Katie, Brooke, Liam, Wyatt, they've all run into Bill's room with the doctor. And Thorne and Ridge stayed out in the waiting area. So in Bill's room, everyone is so happy that Bill woke up. And the doctor tells them that he's very lucky. And Wyatt tells Bill that he gave them a real scare. Then the doctor kicks everyone out because he needs to run some tests. Then Bill asks Brooke not to leave, and she assures him that she will be right outside. Back in the waiting area, Thorne is worried about what Bill is going to say, if he's going to tell the truth or if he's gonna lie. And Ridge tells Thorne that they just need to worry about him getting better first, and then they can worry about his lies later. Back at Eric's house, Quinn claims that Eric puts his family before her. She's kind of being ridiculous. She has never felt like his family has really accepted her, which I'm a little shocked because everyone is nice to her now. Everyone treats her with respect and
I'm kind of surprised she feels this way. Quinn is convinced that Pam is sending her a message by taking her portrait down. And Eric is like, good grief, it's only for one day. And of course, she puts her foot down. Quinn puts her foot down and she says that Eric needs to respect her and tell Pam that she cannot get married at the house. Really? I am surprised by Quinn's behavior. So Quinn is adamant that she does not want the wedding at the house. And she tells Eric she's putting her foot down and she is not budging. So Eric informs her that they are hosting the wedding at the house and that he is not budging either. Then he tells Quinn that he needs some air and he leaves. Now we head across the street to Katie's house and Donna has just arrived home. And Katie, of course, is not there yet. And Donna texts Katie just to let her know that she made it and to find out when Will was going to come home. And Donna looks really pretty. We haven't seen her on a steady basis in a while. So then she notices that Katie left her a gift. So she reads the note and it's a sweet little note. It's like a welcome home gift. And it's really pretty. It's pink lingerie from the lingerie line. And Donna seems really happy to be back home. So Donna decides to try on her new gift. Since there's no one home and she's kind of bored, so she decides she's going to try on her gift. And she has it on and she's looking in the mirror and someone comes in the front door. And she's like totally freaking out. And it's Eric. And Eric walks in and they are both surprised, to say the least. They are shocked to see each other. And especially with Donna standing there in this beautiful pink lingerie, it was pretty funny. I immediately thought, oh no, we don't need Eric to have another medical event. Now we head back over to the hospital in the waiting area. Everyone's gone. It's just Brooke and Ridge. And Ridge tells Brooke that he is genuinely happy that Bill is awake and that he really didn't want him to die. And Ridge says, wow, so he came back because of you? You brought him back? And then before Brooke can say anything, the doctor comes out to let them know that Bill seems to be doing really good and that he's asking to see Brooke again, which is really awkward for sure. And Brooke doesn't know what to do, you can tell. So Ridge tells her to go ahead and go in and see what he wants. Go ahead and go see him. So Brooke walks into Bill's room to see what he wants. In Bill's room, Bill tells Brooke that he's not mad at Thorn and Ridge because the fall actually knocked some sense into him. Then he asks her to take his sword necklace off of his neck because he wants to be a better man, a new man. He wants to change, and he doesn't like the man that wears the necklace. The sword necklace. So Brooke reluctantly takes his necklace off for him and she puts it in her purse. And Bill tells her that what they once had was so special and he wants to change for her. Then he vows that he will prove that he's changed. He will prove it to her. Then, very shockingly, he tells her that he is not going to press charges on Ridge and Thorn because he wants to prove that he's different, because the old Bill would have already had them in jail. Then he begs Brooke to take him back and she starts crying. And then Bill says, please come back to me, Brooke. And that's how Monday ends.
I'm sorry, but that is such inappropriate behavior. That just proves how much Bill has not changed. That's so inappropriate. Her husband is literally standing on the other side of the door. Like, come on, Bill.
So that brings us in to Tuesday, October the 30th. The show opens at the hospital in the waiting area. And Brooke is still in the room with Bill. And Ridge comments to everyone that he wishes they never would have went over there. And Thorn kind of disagrees and says, we needed to talk to him. And Ridge says, huh, look where we are. And where is Brooke? In there, alone with him.
That's a really good point. The fight, I think, is going to backfire on Ridge and maybe even Thorn, too.
In Bill's room, he is still trying to convince Brooke to leave Ridge and to get back with him. I just don't know. I don't know why she's even letting him say this to her. It's just very inappropriate. Now we head over to Katie's with Eric and Donna. And Donna is a little embarrassed, but at least it was just Eric. She was married to him once. So Eric tells her that she looks amazing. And then, of course, Donna explains that she was trying on her gift since no one's home. And that Katie got her a gift from the lingerie line. And she was just having some fun trying it on. And then Eric gets the robe out and helps her put the robe on. And he explains that he has already had one major medical event this year and he don't need another one.
That's what I said. That's the same thing I thought. That is the same exact thing I thought. That's funny.
Because they were married, Donna can obviously tell that something is bothering Eric. So Eric explains exactly what's going on with Quinn and the wedding and everything and all the stuff that's happened. And Donna says, just tell Quinn to get with the program. And Eric starts laughing. If only it was that easy. And they are being kind of flirty back and forth. If Quinn saw this, she would flip out. So they're flirting back and forth with each other. And then they start reminiscing about their wedding and when they were together. And Eric tells her that he's very happy that she's back in town. Now we head back to the hospital in the waiting area. Detective Sanchez has shown up to get Bill's statement. Ridge and Thorn are both nervous. And then he walks into Bill's room. And of course, Ridge follows him in. The detective immediately says, you need to go, Mr. Forrester. But Bill says, no, it's okay. It's okay. So then, out in the waiting room, Thorn starts getting a little antsy because he doesn't know what's going on. So Thorn decides he's going to go into the room also. So he storms into the room. And of course, then Liam, Katie, and Wyatt all follow. And they are all really getting on the detective's nerves. He's trying to talk to Bill and they keep interrupting. So then Bill explains what happened. And he actually tells the truth. And his story is pretty much exactly the same as Ridge and Thorne's. He says that it was an accident and that he did throw the first punch. Everyone, including the detective, is shocked by this. Then the doctor comes in and tells Bill that he has to get some rest. So Ridge thanks Bill for telling the truth. And then Bill explains that he took his necklace off because he is going to change. He's a changed man. He is going to be the father that Will needs, and he's also going to be there for Liam and Wyatt. Bill assures everyone that his kids are going to be his first priority. Then he tells Wyatt and Liam that he is truly sorry for hurting both of them, and he hopes, by not pressing charges, it will be a start to prove that he has changed. And to be honest, Ridge is not buying it, but everyone else, including Brooke, is. And that's how Tuesday ends. So that brings us into Wednesday, October the 31st, Halloween. The show opens at the hospital, and Justin is visiting Bill. Bill is giving the doctor a hard time because he wants to go home. The doctor agrees to let him go if he agrees to take it easy. And of course, Bill says he will. He probably won't, but he says he will. Justin asks Bill about the necklace. And so Bill explains that he wanted to take it off and that he needs to change because he alienated everyone who loves him and he doesn't want to be that man anymore. He admits he should have given Liam the company and sailed around the world with Brooke. And he also tells Justin that him and Brooke are not done. Great. So he's going to stalk her now. Great. Because that's what every woman wants, is a stalker. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Ridge and Brooke. Ridge is upset because Brooke called the hospital to check on Bill, and she found out that he's being released today. And Ridge wants to know why she would do that. Then she explains that she is grateful that he is okay and that he didn't press charges. So Ridge questions Brooke about what happened when she was alone in that room with Bill. Ridge thinks that Bill tried to make a deal with Brooke. He wouldn't press charges in exchange for getting with Brooke. Brooke thinks that Bill has changed. Yeah, right. Ridge is worried that this accident is going to bring Brooke and Bill closer together. And he probably should be worried. But he says that he's not going to let that happen. So Ridge gets Brooke's purse and takes Bill's necklace out of it. And he smashes it and breaks it into pieces with a mallet that happens to be on the table. And he destroys it. It's in pieces. Brooke is stunned. She's kind of surprised. And of course, she takes up for Bill. But he's changed and he's growing. And Ridge says point blank, I will not allow him to use our marriage as a speed bump. As a speed bump back to you. So Ridge knows what's going on. He knows what Bill is planning. He knows Bill wants Brooke. Out in the hall at Pam's desk with Pam and Charlie. Pam is telling Charlie that she has been fooled all this time, the past couple years, by Quinn. That the old Quinn is coming back and she is heartless. Pam tells Charlie that she really wanted to get married in front of Stephanie's picture, and now it's all ruined. And that it really means a lot to Pam to get married at the house, and that Quinn just doesn't get that. Then Charlie asks Pam about her mother, because she never talks to him about her mother. So Pam tells him about how her mother passed and that it was really a beautiful thing. So we get a really sweet flashback of when Stephanie and Pam lost their mother. And it was very sweet. If you're new to the show, they had a whole, like, episode almost, pretty much, about their mother passing away. And when Pam gets done telling him about it, they were on the beach. It was very sweet. And Charlie's in tears. And he assures Pam that he knows she has lost a lot in her life. But she will always have him from now on and forever. He will take care of her always. And Pam is so happy, and she tells him, thank you for giving me my courage back. Now we head over to Eric and Quinn's house. And Quinn is appropriately dressed like a witch. She is trying on her costume for some charity event that she's going to. So Quinn tells Eric that she really didn't mean to damage the portrait. She really didn't mean to do it on purpose. It was absolutely an accident. And Eric does believe her. And he asked her again to be more patient with Pam. And Quinn tells him that Pam hates her and that she's being disrespectful asking her to take her portrait down. Eric just doesn't understand why Quinn is being so mean about this. And he doesn't like it one bit. So Quinn realizes that Eric is not going to give in to her on this. So she does. She decides to give in. And she says, fine, Pam can have the wedding here. And Eric is so happy and proud of her. And he wants her to know that she is a part of the family. And that everyone loves her. I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused. Quinn has been having a meltdown for days. Being adamant that she doesn't want the wedding there. And now all of a sudden, out of the blue, she gives in. I'm a little suspicious about it. But maybe she just decided that Eric is not giving in, so she has to. So Eric leaves because he has some business to take care of. And a few minutes later, the door opens and it's Pam. Pam shows up uninvited and unannounced, and she walks in without even knocking. And she tells Quinn she is getting married at the house with Stephanie's portrait over the fireplace, and there's nothing Quinn can do to stop it. Then Quinn tells her, "You know what? I already told Eric that you can have your damn wedding here." But she says, "Your damn wedding?" And that sets Pam off. "How dare you?" That's what Pam says. "How dare you?" And now Pam is going a little nutso. Now we head back over to the hospital in Bill's room. Justin goes to check on what's taking so long to get Bill released. Then Ridge walks into the room to see the new Bill Spencer. Ridge came to tell Bill his truth. He basically says Brooke is his wife and she is not available, especially to him, period. And that he needs to stay far away from her. And that's how Wednesday ends. So that brings us into Thursday, November the 1st. The show opens at the hospital in Bill's room. And of course, Bill is taunting Ridge. He's taunting him about not pressing charges and how he's changed. And Ridge is not buying it. Ridge says, "Please, you haven't changed. You're just trying to get to Brooke." Bill says he is not playing games, that he really is trying to change. Ridge says there's no way that you completely changed overnight. Then Bill goes on and on about how Ridge looks insecure and how he shouldn't be so nervous if his marriage is so solid. And then Bill laughs and says, "You know what? You should be nervous because he is more of a man than Ridge will ever be."
Those are pretty harsh words. Now we head over to Forrester Creations
in the executive office with Brooke and Eric. And Eric is asking Brooke if she is sure that Bill won't press charges. And of course, she's sure because she's so naive and she's so convinced that he has changed. She totally believes that he's changed. Eric is also not buying it. He doesn't believe Bill has changed, not one bit. And of course, Brooke again takes up for Bill, which is getting annoying. Eric warns Brooke that he doesn't trust Bill, and neither should she, because he is ruthless to the core. Eric says, "Look, Brooke, Ridge and I think that this overnight change has way more to do with you than you're willing to admit." He tells her that Bill is definitely after her again, but of course, she denies it, which makes me really mad because she knows he is. He just said it when she was in the hospital room with him. Then she denies it. "Oh no, it's not like that. He's just grateful for my support, you know, with the hearing and everything." So Eric says that he has to go, but before he goes, he gives her a stern warning. He says, "Look, Brooke, I'm warning you. I am very concerned that you are getting caught between Ridge and Bill once again, and I don't like it." Over at Eric's house with Quinn and Pam, Quinn wants Pam to show her some respect and gratitude for changing her mind and letting Pam have the wedding there. But Pam is not having it. Pam goes and gets Stephanie's portrait because she wants to take it to get it fixed. And Quinn is being so mental. And she tells her that she cannot take the portrait because it's Eric's property. And she is not about to take it out of their house. She's being ridiculous. All she wants to do is get it fixed. That's all Pam wants to do. So they're fighting back and forth over the portrait. And then finally, Pam just loses it. And she goes and gets a stepladder, and she threatens to destroy Quinn's portrait. So Pam gets up on the stepladder, and she takes Quinn's portrait off the wall, and they are yelling and fighting, and Quinn is making threats to put her fist right through Quinn's face. And Eric walks in, and he's shocked to see these two at it again. Pam tells Eric what happened, that what really set her off was that Quinn called it her damn wedding. And she starts having a meltdown. And so she tells Eric that Quinn has ruined everything. And now she feels that she can't get married there because of Quinn's attitude. And poor Pam, now she's crying and yelling, and she feels that a bride should be excited and happy, but Quinn has just ruined all of it. And she's very sad. And I think Eric's really sad for her also. Now we head back to the hospital in Bill's room. And Bill has just insulted Ridge by saying that Ridge is less of a man than Bill. So Ridge asks, why? Because you always get what you want. And if someone's in your way, you just plow them down, right? And then Bill admits that he believes Ridge will let Brooke down again. And when he does, Bill will be there to pick up all the pieces and catch her. And Ridge says, come on, Brooke is too smart to go back to you. So then Ridge informs Bill that he hates to disappoint, but that he learned from his past and he is never letting Brooke down again. So Bill starts laughing and he starts throwing Ridge's track record, his past, in his face. And Ridge is shaking his head like, okay. So then Ridge starts throwing Bill's past right back at him in his face. And it's going nowhere. Like, this is, they're fighting in circles. So then Ridge explains that Bill is not more of a man than him or anyone else. That that's ridiculous. And before Bill can say anything, Justin walks in. And he's a little shocked to see Ridge there. So he's kind of like, whoa. And then Ridge turns to Bill and says, if you want to stay out of the hospital, stay away from my wife. And then Ridge leaves. And Justin is kind of surprised. He's a little shocked and he looks at Bill and says, was that just a threat? Did he just threaten you? Bill, being Bill, he just laughs and says, do I look concerned? And he says, you know what? He thinks I'm after his wife. And he's nervous. Because everyone knows Bill Spencer always gets what he wants. And that's how Thursday ends. I wish that Ridge would record the mean and horrible things that Bill says to him. And play that to Brooke. And then I don't think she would believe that Bill has changed. So that brings us into Friday, November the 2nd. The show opens at Forrester Creations in the showroom. All the models that are on the intimates line are all getting dressed in their lingerie. And Wyatt is taking photos of all the models. And Emma is assisting Steffi and writing down all her notes. Sally is also modeling now, which I wasn't aware of, or maybe I just forgot, I'm not sure, but Sally's modeling now. So they're wrapping up, and Steffi tells Wyatt that everything looks really good, and she thinks that they're pretty much ready, they just need to do a few tweaks. Then Steffi tells everyone that they did such a good job, and that she's very proud of her whole team. So the team is standing around and everyone's just kind of hanging out and they're all discussing the line and a new guy walks in and his name is Leo. And apparently he knows Steffi because she looks happy to see him and she gives him a big hug. Then we learn that Leo is one of their top buyers at Forrester Creations and I assume on the lingerie line also. This Leo is quite handsome. And he is clearly into Steffi. And he asks her out to have dinner with him. And I've been saying she needs to find someone who only wants her. But Steffi tells him that she is not ready to date yet. And he was a complete gentleman. And he says when that changes to let him know. And that he'll see her at the fashion show. And he leaves. Meanwhile, Wyatt and Sally have overheard their whole conversation, and Sally asks Steffi if she actually just turned down that super hot guy. And then Wyatt's like, hey. So Steffi just tells them basically the same thing, that she isn't ready to date and she wants to be by herself for a while with Kelly. over at Katie's house, Katie, Thorne, and Donna are getting ready to go to dinner at Eric and Quinn's house. This is going to be a little awkward. So Katie has a babysitter for Will, and they're all getting ready to go. Meanwhile, over at Eric and Quinn's house, Eric tells Quinn she needs to relax and enjoy herself. And then the door opens and it's Brooke and Ridge, and they arrive with the food. They're getting drinks and they're chit-chatting, and Thorne, Donna, and Katie arrive. And Quinn is not happy that Donna is her new neighbor at all. Quinn is obviously feeling left out. And the idea of having Eric's ex right across the street is not something she likes. So they're eating and chit-chatting, and weirdly, Brooke has a flashback of the time that she saw Ridge kissing Quinn in Australia. And I thought we were past that. So I thought that was kind of strange that that would pop in her head all of a sudden. So then Eric asked Katie how Bill is doing, which makes Ridge mad. And Katie says he's doing good. He's getting out of the hospital. And Ridge says, look, I didn't mean to throw him off the balcony or for him to die, but I hate that man. And that's never going to change. Then Quinn's phone rings and it's Wyatt. He has some questions about the jewelry for the intimates line. So Quinn volunteers to come to the office. And he says, that's okay, it can wait. And then she insists on coming in. She really wants to get out of this family dinner ASAP. Mainly because they keep talking about Stephanie. And I think she feels uncomfortable and kind of like left out. So she leaves. And then Ridge tells Katie he feels sorry for her because she has to deal with Bill. And then Brooke tells Ridge, we all make mistakes, including you. You shouldn't judge, if you know what I mean. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Pam and Charlie. And Pam tells Charlie that the excitement and joy that she should feel for her wedding has been completely ruined by Quinn. And this makes Charlie really sad that Pam feels that way. Charlie can't believe that Quinn is giving Pam such a hard time. And then Pam reveals that she doesn't want to get married at Eric's house anymore. All because of that witch. Pam admits to Charlie that she is scared of getting hurt. And she is not sure that she can marry him. She doesn't think that she could handle losing him if something happened. And poor Charlie is really sad. He assures her that he is not going anywhere. So this was a really sad moment. Poor Charlie. He tells Pam that if she is not ready to get married, that he can be patient and wait. He can wait until she is ready. And then Pam gives him his engagement ring back. She puts it in his hand and she wraps his hand around it, like makes his hand into a fist, and she puts her hand over his hand and she wants him to hold the ring for her until she's ready to marry him. And this was so sad because I was really, really excited for them. So this makes me even more mad at Quinn, to be honest. And I think Eric will be also pretty mad at Quinn when he hears about this. Now we head over to Spencer Publications in Bill's office. And Justin is pretty upset that Bill is at work when he told the doctor that he would take it easy and stay at home and rest. But Bill assures Justin that he's okay. And then he lets Justin know that he still thinks it's weird that the judge ruled against him. And Justin agrees. Then, to my surprise, Justin says, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything yet, but I just might have found some dirt on that judge. And Bill says, really? Now you have dirt? Really? And then, of course, Bill wants to know what it is right now. So Justin explains to Bill that one of his contacts remembers seeing someone sneaking in and out of the judge's chambers a few days before and after the hearing, several times. Bill wants to know who the hell it was. And Justin says, it might be nothing, so don't get your hopes up yet. Then, a little while later, Justin hears from his contact. And his contact gives him a description of the person coming and going from the judge's chambers. So Justin informs Bill that it sounds a lot like Ridge. He is sending over photos for confirmation. Then Bill gets a huge smile on his face. And remember when I told you guys that Ridge was saying way too much, that he might as well go on TV and announce that he did it? Well, guess what? Bill starts thinking back and remembering all the stuff that Ridge has said to him around the hearing time and recently. He looks at Justin and says, "Forrester, the poser." And that's how Friday ends. This is really not good for Ridge, or Brooke, or Katie, or Thorn, or the judge. This is not good for anyone. I think Bill is on a mission to destroy Ridge and distill Brooke at all costs. I also think that Donna is going to cause some major problems for Quinn. And what would really be cool is if Donna and Pam teamed up against Quinn. That would be good. That would be exciting. So that brings us to the end of the episode. I would love to know what you guys think about what's happening right now on the show. You can get in touch with me at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I hope you guys have a great week. Until next time, bye guys.